Yes, right. You receive it.
Yes.
One of them was, one of the things that I commented, the third part was discuss and evaluate. Parenthesis, ask CFO for a short executive report. 2 pages, maybe 3. You know, on what they think they have done, you know. So, and then give it to us in advance. And that way we can work on it and talk about what we think, you know, he did well, what we think he, you know, exaggerated in or underrated himself or herself.
Okay.
And that
job
way
evaluation.
We,
yeah.
Yes,
right.
But a 2-page max executive report.
I'm
a so that we can.
Huh? You asked for, from Lonnie, a short report?
Well, we're trying to put that on the.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
okay.
At the same time, even though, you know, whatever out of pages you get from him,
mm-hmm.
You got to discuss that with him so that you guys will be on the same playing field first.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the whole point. You know,
okay.
The whole idea, discuss and evaluate.
Right, okay.
With the person.
Okay, there
you
go. You
know, and so that we can have an idea what's going on, what was understood, what we told them, what we never told them that they did on their own, things like that.
Right.
And then, you know, put everything in perspective.
Right.
And see where, for me, the whole idea of this evaluation or this evaluation is to see what it is that, you know, we need to improve on.
Right.
On all sides.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay, so then the next step, which kind of ties into what Yolanda was starting out with, needs to be a component of it. Are we going to simply open this up to a general discussion and see what comes out of it, or do we want to have, like, a summary sheet for each PMB member to have by his side as they're by his or her side as they're going through the many evaluations and have a summary ranking or something? And then have them all handed in, or how do you want to do this?
I would say,
and I'm open to either one. I think both work. It just depends on what we want to do.
I think we should maybe start with having a form, some kind of a parameter to work within.
Okay.
And then if, you know, people need to expand further,
mm-hmm.
but at least have a starting point with having a document.
Okay. And Berthold?
Yes?
How would you like to design that as a talking point? We can discuss it on our next meeting because we'll have time in 2 weeks. You seem to have a real grasp of what we're doing. Like, some of the stuff I was going to raise at this meeting, you automatically had already incorporated it into the CFO form. And but if not, if you don't have time, I can do it. And just
wow.
Send it out.
Yeah. Why don't you take a crack at it? And,
give it a crack. And Chandra,
yeah.
You wanna,
and then Thursday,
maybe
when
Chandra and I can do a first draft. Chandra.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we can send it out to the committee. And
I would suggest one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably these categories have to be slightly broader than the questions on the survey type stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, but they cannot be too broad either.
Yeah, I know.
Then, so it's going to be, like, hard. You have to keep this parameter so
yeah.
that people can have, like, you know, foot to stand on, but yet have a general idea and evaluation.
Right.
It's going to be hard.
That's
okay.
Right.
And so, Yolanda, does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, that's doable.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you don't mind, Yolanda, joining us then, if you're available on the 27th.
27th?
On the 27th.
Okay.
That would be, I think, save all of us time and effort.
All right.
Okay, Yolanda?
Yes?
Let me ask the committee. So we're almost basically done with Yolanda with that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And Yolanda, I know you receive an email of evaluation, survey, and things like that. I don't know how the committee feel, but if you feel like, you know, suggesting some things that you've been thinking about, go right ahead. if the committee doesn't mind.
I'm confused as to
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Feedback from Yolanda about everything.
The whole process?
Yeah, or anything.
Oh, yeah. Yolanda, you should always feel free to chime in on anything. Does anybody have any objections to my adding Yolanda to the permanent distribution list?
Not at all.
None.
Okay. Then you'll just be on our list.
Okay.
We're not very email intensive, so you don't have to worry about being overwhelmed.
One of the few committees.
Yes. we don't chat online much, and when we do send something out, it's usually pretty concrete about process
okay.
and procedures. So that'll keep you in the loop, and of course, just feel free to communicate with all of us. I personally, as you saw in my email, I prefer rather than just communicating with myself as the chair that, you know, you just go ahead and email the whole group if you'd like.
I can do that.
Okay, and then saves me time from redistributing to the whole
And at the same time, that helps on the communication because the same
Absolutely.
Communication told to everyone at the same time.
Yes, and I'm also, I happen, just so everyone knows, I happen not to be a person that's at my computer that much. I check my email every morning, and if I'm expecting something, I'll check throughout the day, but I tend not to just be sitting there waiting for email. So if another, you know, if something comes up and Yolanda needs a response and other members are privy to it, I mean, we're all directors, so we can
BREIMERS, Lydia.
What?
BREIMERS at HIPUSA.com.
That's Bertol's email address.
Oh. I think, didn't we send her that list earlier in another email?
Yeah,
everybody's email. I think Lydia did that earlier.
Yes, we did. I think it goes out every time that I email. But let's not forget we're publicly streaming, so unless you want everyone to be emailing you.
Don't say mine.
Yeah, okay. So I think we're through with the ED evaluation, and we're moving on, and we've touched some of the CFO evaluation. Are we basically, are we good?
Yeah.
Okay. And let me see. So the next item is the CFO evaluation. And did everybody get a chance to look at Bertol's draft?
Yes.
Okay. And so my question remains in terms of timeline. And Yolanda, you can tell me, originally, and I don't remember because it was before I was on this committee and it's all kind of melding together, originally, what was the original date that the ED evaluation was supposed to go forward, and how much time, Evelyn, you would remember, was supposed to be allowed to fill it out?
We were allowing 2 weeks
for
people to, you know, for it to be mailed out, then we receive it, fill it out, and get it back.
I see. Okay. And so that mailing was originally supposed to be when? Do you remember that?
The cutoff date was January 13th.
Right.
Wow.
Initially, it was January.
Okay. And so were the extensions, it ended up being March 2nd?
Right.
Right. Okay. So I would submit to you that 2 weeks is probably not enough. And again, because of some of the issues of not receiving and so on and so forth. But
right,
let's
so
look at our timeline. And we started discussing this before other folks came on the line.
Okay.
Do we want to do, which I would recommend, that we're about to go into processing all of this paperwork on the ED at the April DC meeting. I would recommend that we do the same thing for the CFO at the June PMB meeting.
That makes sense.
Right, because if the PMB, you know, gives their go-ahead at the April meeting, we should be able to get it out, you know, first week in May.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could get it approved by the PMB anytime between now and then anyway.
I think. And then, you know, have it back and ready to go by June. That should be fine.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, I mean, we can actually send it out before, maybe. if we can do all of our work on it by perhaps our next meeting, we could have it ready to go by the end of, in other words, if we meet on the 27th and, well, no, I guess not. We won't have another PMB meeting by then. No, you're right. It would be at the April meeting.
Right.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. And so that's the timeline. So what we have to do on this committee is absolutely approve an improved process for the CFO evaluation. Oh, and also we need to notify Greg to provide us with a two-page self-evaluation for April as well, right?
Right.
Bertold, that's what you were thinking.
So I'm sure he'll have his regular report. But
yeah, he'll have his regular report, but something
for the
that
purpose
is
of the evaluation.
Two-page specific, so it all starts becoming very standardized. And what else do we need to do? So do we want
to
start going?
Tell Lonnie
to
start working on his.
Yeah, exactly. But do we want to start getting into the CFO evaluation form right now? Did enough of us look at it?
I glanced at it briefly.
Okay. I think that one of the things that's going to be important... Is Bertold on the line?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I think one of the things that's going to be important, in addition to the fact that you clearly incorporated, I think, you know, most of what his job description is to also attach his job description maybe at the back.
Yes.
The full job description so people can look. And that way we cover ourselves, because if we leave something out, at least it's, you know, it's there and it can be referred to. I did the same thing. Now, for some reason, everything was kind of askew when I got it I have numbers with little dots kind of off-center, not lined up with the numbers, but those are, it might just be my...
I pasted it, and I also emailed the attached file, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
The attached file may be better.
Oh, okay. Well, how does it... Well, I opened the attachment, so it has a one, and then it has a dot underneath. Was that supposed to be a line or a circle or a...
Which one?
Can I make
the survey?
Suggestion?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. These are boxes.
Oh, they're boxes?
Yeah.
So they can...
Line
yeah.
Up. Well, yeah. If I can make a suggestion... Can I format this for you? Because what you need to do is put like a table in here for each one, and that way they'll line up each time.
Okay.
Okay, I can do that and then email it to you.
Okay.
I do these a lot.
Really?
I figured out how to make the numbers in the little boxes line up.
Wow. Okay. What we did, what I basically used to do is...
It may be way off, depending on who prints it off.
Yeah.
But I can do that and then email it to you, and then
sure.
You'll have that format.
Yeah, then we'll have it as a
PDF
format.
I suspect you're still going to have people writing in their comments, but this is good that you have it by section.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
I mean, each session they can write a
yeah.
comment.
Yeah, okay.
Specific
yeah.
to that session.
And he did put a comment section, I think, at each...
At the end of each one.
Yeah.
And Rose.
Yeah.
I have a question for you on this.
Sure.
On the survey, right, for the CFO evaluation,
mm-hmm.
I know I merge some general description like audit with different things. I would need a little help on that. But it's
okay.
Kind of hard, you know. I mean, I wanted to break them down even further, but at the same time, I think we should have. Like maybe four or five major categories as opposed to having
right.
more. Yeah.
Gotcha. I'll be in touch with you.
Okay. So if we can do that, and then I think if Yolanda, did you send one to Yolanda?
She was on that email. I just responded. She was in there, and I think I attached the survey, but not the...
Yeah, he sent a CC to Yolanda.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yolanda, are you still on?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So if all of us, and Yolanda, if we can go through and we can all add what we have discussed in relation to the ED evaluation to the Dear Member cover sheet. then I think that that would be really good. And we will add the section that you had on the current ED cover sheet, which was really important about who's eligible. Now, here's the other thing. I think that the eligibility should be the same as it was for the ED. In other words, Lonnie has not been evaluated for 4 years, but I don't think it's reasonable to go back for 4 years of LSB members and staff and everything else.
No, it should be 1 year.
Like, ridiculous. It should be, and then we should keep regular, you know, from this point on. So later this year we should do an 07, and I don't know that that should be a 360 evaluation again. It might just want to be the PMB if we do another one in November, let's say. But for now, in order to have the ED and the CFO currently evaluated from 06, because Yolanda has all of the 06 LSB members now. Now, the only other thing is that you mentioned in your cover sheet, Bertold, mailing a special envelope. And the only thing we provided Yolanda with was email. We did not provide a you know, snail mail address for her. I mean,
yeah,
we can
change that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good idea.
Pardon? Yolanda?
Yes?
What did you say?
I think that would be a good idea if we did have the snail mail.
And send them the form with the PIN and the self-addressed envelope.
So we can actually send them an email right now asking them to email back with their address?
Exactly, for the CFO evaluation.
Mm-hmm. That way we'll be way ahead of the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't have to be right now, but sometime soon. Okay, and so why don't we go ahead and review what Bertold has sent us, and let's see, Evelyn is going to put in the chart, the little boxes, so they line up and send it, and then we'll redo that cover sheet to include some of the stuff we talked about, and then discuss it on March 27th. Does that sound reasonable?
Okay. You got it.
Okay. I don't have the information that...
What information? Who's this? Yolanda, is that you?
Yes, it's Yolanda. I don't have the information that you're speaking of.
Which one are you talking about? Which one?
What Bertholz said, I was CC'd on something.
Oh, okay. Well, he could just resend it to you.
Okay.
Bertholz, you want to send it again?
Okay. It was emailed today at 6:35 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. And then, let me see. Okay, so I think we have concluded the public session.